This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Since Egypt's revolution began in January, there have been large protests following Friday prayers. But this week, the protesters were not talking about their grievances, they were talking about national unity. The protesters were joined by Egypt's military rulers, who want to end a surge in intercommunal violence between the country's Muslim majority and its Coptic Christian minority. But as NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, restoring peace during a revolution is not easy, and many in Egypt believe it may fuel sectarian tensions.
Egyptian television preacher Ahmad Khalid issued a stern warning in the packed mosque in this pastoral farming village far south of Cairo. "For God's sake, don't scandalize your fellow Egyptians," the Muslim cleric preached during Friday prayers in Seoul. He added, "All of Egypt will lose if residents let the conspiracy escalate." The conspiracy he's referring to is the torching of a Coptic church here last Saturday. The church was attacked following a false report that a Christian boy who had an affair with a Muslim girl was hiding inside. The burning sparked protests nationwide, and there were Christian-Muslim clashes that left more than a dozen people dead. People here in Seoul, both Christians and Muslims, claim it was outsiders who attacked the church. Yesterday, they chanted slogans calling for unity. Preacher Khalid agrees. He argues it's folly for Egyptians to expect the government to solve their sectarian strife.
Without coexistence, all of us will lose. And we have to respect each other. And my message here today for Muslims and the Christian, let's be one hand. Each one of the people here in Seoul have to do something. Stop this problem in your house.
That was the message religious leaders, some protest leaders, and even Egypt's military rulers are trying to get across. In Cairo, the head of the ruling military council made a rare appearance among protesters at Tahrir Square after Friday prayers. Field Marshal Mohammed Hossein Tantawi was joined by several other senior commanders, including Army General Hassan El-Remini, who held a Quran in one hand and a cross in the other. "Don't call yourselves Muslims or Christians. All of us are Egyptians," the general told protesters, who responded in kind. But slogans and symbolism didn't appease Copts protesting at the nearby state television building. One was Bassam Khalid, who complains that fancy words can't replace the burned-down church in Seoul.
"We are coming here just to say it is a very great bad impression to all Coptic people here. You can't imagine how my church is completely collapsed without doing anything, without following the people who did this. Why? Where's the punishment?"
Tensions were high in Seoul, too, where Egyptian soldiers and tanks were out in force and fights broke out near the mosque where TV preacher Ahmad Khalid spoke. He had planned a march with followers to the ruins of the church, reportedly to appeal to Muslim squatters who want to build a mosque there. But residents told visitors the area isn't safe and that the army wouldn't permit it. Meanwhile, Egypt's military rulers have pledged to rebuild the church, although when that will happen is unclear. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.